League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com. You don't mean to tell me that you think they made a huge mistake with a horse one time or something?
Oh, no.
Dell.
No.
John brought it up.
What is wrong with you?
Well, you just make mistakes like that? No. All right, yeah, that was wrong. That was on me.
Yeah,
I'm going to immediately say, yeah, what's the next story?
I remember having an argument with a guy.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Do the hustle.
Good stuff. Do the hustle. Look at Frank pulling it out there. Nicely done. Yesterday was a big day for the Astros organization. It solidified Jose Altuve as the greatest Astro ever. Had he left and wore another uniform, it would have sucked because the argument is Bagwell and Biggio, who were lifers, and Altuve. There's no argument. Jose Altuve is the greatest Astro ever. Maybe one of the greatest people to ever play sports. Not maybe. He might be the nicest, best person to ever play sports in the city of Houston.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's true.
Yeah. And this vitriol for him, I mean, there were the cheaters, did they buy trash cans? And the stupidity of people out there is really, really amazing.
Yeah, but they don't live with it, so they don't know. But, like, for people in Houston, I'm a Houston lifer. My entire sports fandom has been Houston, and I honestly, baseball wise, he's over Bagwell Biggio from a standpoint of just clutch postseason championships.
Everything.
The statistics, you know, are going to be similar with those guys. They're all going to be in the Hall of Fame, but you know, his personality, his demeanor, his clutch performance. You know, his height, being able to perform like he does at an unusual size, is just everything plays into the package of something that is a unicorn. I mean, he's a true unicorn in the city of Houston. And I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't have one in football. I just don't. People, Earl Campbell. Yeah, I mean, he was here 4 years or 5 years. I mean, I guess Earl Campbell. But to me, it's Dream and Altuve, and that's it. Those are your top two. Like, they stand alone. And Dream, it helps that he played at University of Houston, was in three Final Fours, won two championships. Altuve's won two championships, has been in seven straight ALCSs, has been an MVP. Like, those two, to me, I don't have a football player. I don't think J.J. quite, maybe it's because J.J., and maybe that's not fair. J.J. helped the community during the flood, you know, was unbelievable in that. J.J. has done nothing but represent the city of Houston.
Yeah, I think JJ would probably be it for football.
Probably. Well, no, he would be, but is he on that same level as the other two? He has won three Defensive Player of the Year awards.
Right.
He never won a championship like they did. He did go play somewhere else. So did Dream.
I know, and he was a defensive player. They won two games with him. You know, that Altuve and Dream would never let that happen. Although, you know, Dream had to, after Dream became Dream, it just took off, and Altuve as well. It's different in football, though. There's 22 guys. It's a little bit different. But 8-time All-Star, 2-time World Series, 2017 MVP, Hank Aaron Award winner, 6-time Silver Slugger, 3-time AL batting champ, 2-time stolen base leader, 2,047 hits, 747 career RBIs, 1,062 runs scored, 307 lifetime batting average, 49.3 career WAR, 209 career home runs, 273 in the playoffs, 27 home runs, second all-time in the playoffs, 55 RBIs, 117 hits playoffs, and 89 runs scored playoffs, 103 postseason games played. He's the greatest. He might be the greatest second baseman ever in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you're immediately, when you say that, that's considered hyperbole, and people want to shoot you down with players from the 1840s, with like Wee Willie Winkelmeyer, who, you know, once milked 10 cows and then hit a home run and back-to-back, in two of the three back-to-back games that they had to get in because it was farming season. They had combines and it was wheat tilling season. But for me, I mean, yeah, you can start giving me names and that's fine. We can have the conversation, but Jose Altuve, to me, it's Dream and Jose Altuve, and then JJ is a little notch below. But those two guys are special, and I'm so glad he gets to end his career. It was so terrible watching Dream play in Toronto. It was just, you know, it doesn't change anything. It's just like Cowboy fans with Emmitt Smith, I'm sure. It's just like, ugh, I wish this wouldn't have happened. I'm so glad they were able to hang on to another player. Now the question is going to become, is Jim Crane only hanging on to players of color and Latin American players?
Okay.
That's what I saw on Twitter yesterday.
He let a couple go. You know, Correa.
Well, that's an American player. What are you talking about?
Well,
Puerto Rico is America.
Well, Puerto Rico is
America. He's letting Americans go.
Okay.
That's the argument. He's letting Americans go. I'm sorry, Christian Javier. Is he from America?
Garrett Cole, George Springer.
Yeah. Americans. Dallas Keuchel, American.
Charlie Morton. Right.
The Americans are going, and he's only hanging on to
guess what?
International players.
You know what? If they keep going to ALCSs with Hispanic players, you know what?
Some of those Americans were pretty big too, John.
Yeah, they were okay, but guess what? It continues. Did you see
Twitter told me he doesn't like America.
Did you see his quote yesterday?
Jim Crane?
Yes.
What did he say? Get ready. This is just the beginning. Get ready for Bregman's deal next.
No. Oh. He said
this. Did he say Kyle Tucker's in the fold?
No. Oh. He said this. While I'm here, the window will never close.
Okay.
Well,
you can't let... I don't care what he says, John. You can't just let your best players leave and your window's not
closing. You mean the guy that's going to 7 straight ALCSs?
Let's see. And let's keep doing that after.
But he keeps on bringing other guys in.
Who?
When will you admit that this guy knows what he's doing?
I don't admit that he doesn't know what he's doing. I think he's smart, but at some point this runs out on you. Unless your evaluations in the minor leagues are impeccable. You can't keep doing this.
Well, you can keep on bringing guys in. Oh, by the way, they're again another favorite in the AL this year, despite all the losses.
Who did he bring in this year?
Who did he bring in? Oh, Josh Hader.
You got a reliever. That's cool.
Well, he strengthened the strength, and but why did he? What did he have to bring in? He's got rotation that's going to be really, really, really good if they actually live up to.
For one thing,
he's got a lineup that's one of the best in baseball.
The 7 ALCS is you could cruise because you had player control most of the time. Since it's no longer player control on guys, the best players leave. That's just the truth.
Well, the best
unless they'll take a lesser
every
deal,
team.
Unless they every play team. Our but Latin American players who take lesser deals early.
Let's look at it. Garrett Cole, he didn't sign Garrett Cole. That's probably, and he brought back Verlander. It's probably, Garrett Cole is the only guy that you could argue he made a mistake. Or it was, did you want Carlos instead of Jeremy Pena?
No, I agree with you.
Okay, George Springer?
No, I agree. Those moves probably needed to happen. But we're coming up
Charlie
on moves.
Morton probably could have stayed and would have contributed for another 3 years.
The question is, can you continue to sustain this? Yes, he can get through it. Now you have less margin for error. But the question is going to be on Jim Crane, and it always has. This nothing has changed. This is the same. This Altuve signing doesn't do anything for this. It's what do you do when Bregman's gone And
here's what he said. Here's what he said about every one of these guys is a different situation. We'll certainly visit with Bregman when the time comes. We've got Tucker for two more years, so we're just going to let him play and see how he does. And if he continues to struggle in the postseason these next 2 years, then you go, maybe he's not an Astro because he's not clutch like that.
That's dumb. You don't get to – that's like saying Bagwell and Biggio, you should have dealt him.
Well, no, no, no.
You should have let him walk.
Not dealt him.
Let him walk.
Well, listen, when you signed Bagwell to his big deal, it was actually just a huge waste of money.
But why not let them walk if they didn't perform
in the postseason? And, oh, by the way, the way that he's going about this Jose Altuve thing, the last couple of years are $10 million a year. You know how smart this deal is?
Yeah,
he's paying, he's front-loaded it. He's giving $50 million up front, $35 million when he's a really viable player. And when he's at the end of his career, he's just going to make $10 million a year.
I love the deal the way it is. And even if you're over, well, because it doesn't, it's better for the player to pay this money up front and then to back end it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't
feel
like it.
Now, a lot of guys, though, and we've seen it in sports before, that when they're making $30 million, $35 million a year, and they go down to $10 million, they're like, man, this is no good. This contract. No. Jose Altuve ain't going to be like that.
No, because he's taken below market value his entire career.
He absolutely
has. One of the reasons that helped you.
But you know, that's because he's Jose Altuve, and he wants to be a lifer. And, oh, by the way, pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah, hogs get fed, pigs get
slaughtered. And Jose Altuve is like, you know what? This is enough? And he's got enough. He's got plenty. He's a kid that had one baseball, and he had to go find it.
Yeah, Carlos,
and
I
now
saw
he's got
your
another
little,
125 million.
What are you doing, Carlos? You've got enough too.
What, Gucci? Carlos?
Yeah.
Louis Vuitton?
Oh, look at this. I've got, you know, I'm playing baseball with a milk carton on my hand, and all of a sudden, you've got to get all this money.
Now, all of a sudden, you're paying. You're at TJ Maxx and looking for Louis Vuitton.
I'm already looking at CJ Stroud, like, hey, CJ. This is already pretty good money right now.
Yeah.
When your contract's up, how about we lock in at $20 million?
No, you're right.
You can't live on $20 million.
Stop. Stop it already.
Altuve, I won't even say he's underpaid. I won't even say he took below market value. I'll say market value's a joke. All these guys should be making about $20 million.
Do you
want to
win or not? Do you want to win it? If you want to really win at the highest level, Astros owner Jim Crane on Jose Altuve. Altuve was here when I got here in 2011. We're the only two guys that have been here that long. Not only has he performed well, but to have him hopefully retire here is a big deal for the franchise, for him and the fans, more importantly. And it's absolutely...
All this is true. But does anything he said change? Because he told you the window will never be closed, so now you think he's getting a deal done with either Breg or Tucker? Do you feel better about that?
I don't know
now?
That Bregman would be a great deal, if you want to know the truth.
Do you feel better?
I feel like maybe they know what they're doing. And you know what? They've let the right people go. And maybe Bregman letting Bregman go might be the right call.
Maybe, but he's still great defensively.
He is.
Great.
He plays 160 games.
And he plays all the time. He's great defensively. You know, if you could get him for five at 25, I would sign him in a heartbeat to that.
The only $300 million second baseman in Major League history has been taking below market deals his whole career. Well, no, this last deal was not a below market, but this next one is. I mean, Jose Altuve is making $35 million a year.
Hold on. It was below market. Look at the guaranteed money on his contract.
Yeah, no,
look
his
at
last
the length
contract,
of contract.
Was big.
Market value would have been an 8-year deal.
Well,
he
actually
an 8-year deal.
Does have an 8-year deal, if you want to know the
truth.
No,
he never had new money 8-year, a new contract. He never got an 8-year deal.
No, he's never got.
Contract.
No, he's gotten the only 5-year deal.
He's had to do it piece by piece by piece.
Well, right.
The fair market value is dictated by amount of guaranteed money at the signing of your single contract.
You know he's been making
contract.
$35 million a year this
last
couple
of years. I'm
not
talking about AAV. I'm talking about length of guaranteed money.
Oh, what?
That's the fair market value has been way higher.
And again, to me, that's silly because he is going to be – he signed a 5-year deal and now he signed another 5-year deal. That's 10 years, regardless of the fact whether he did it at once.
But if
he's done 10 years
guaranteed.
But
the difference is if something happened, there's no recourse for him. If he tore up his back or wasn't as good, these other players get their money no matter what. Tatis is paid forever.
Yeah. Well,
you can't
that's
do
right.
And
except
that's guaranteed
Tatis
money.
Is actually average. His average annual value is less than Jose Altuve's.
I don't care the AAV because at the end of the day, his bank account's going to be higher than Altuve's.
No, it's not. Altuve's made way more money than him.
You said $300
million. Yeah. Yeah. He's making 14 years at $23 million. That's what Tatis's is. That's a bad, bad deal.
It's not a bad deal when all that's guaranteed. Look how bad he's played. They still have to pay him. Well, he hasn't played. He got better last year, but look at his injuries. Look how bad he is. He gets paid. This guy could do nothing. This guy could hit 180 the rest of his career, and he's getting paid.
Jose Altuve, Jose Altuve's career contract is...
It was low for about the first half of his
career. 2 years left on his... They signed his first extension 2 years left before of arbitration left. So they gave him money, big money, up before he needed it.
Well, you should
because
have.
You paid him. That's right. Well, you paid that man his money.
But I don't think Jim's ever done a market value contract before. Market value means you pay length and amount together. I don't think that's been the case. I love what he's doing. Look, I don't disagree. I think Jim Crane has handled this really well. That's the ironic thing. I think he's handled it really well. But making a comment like and getting trying to get excited about the window will never be closed, it closes eventually on everybody. We've watched sports way too long, John, to sit and let an owner who doesn't have a history of paying market value deals to free agents when they come up to act like that never closes. You have to be great. Like, you can't miss with your draft picks. You can't miss with your trades. You can't afford to when guys are going away. It's easier to win with the guys that Jeff Leno put in the building when they're on, you know, they're under club control. It's easier to do it.
This deal puts him at $289 plus everything that he made 4 years, 12.5, 1 year, 5.0. I mean, he's well over $300 million. Well over $300 million. So I don't know that it's not market. I don't know that Jim. To me, it's a today is a celebration of Jose Altuve and Jim Crane doing what's right.
It's
doing what's right.
And I think Jim has a look. Jim's going to sign people when he can. I just don't think he wants to get into the 8 year contract business. Jose Altuve is a very special number one. I don't feel like 5 years. You know. Maybe 1 year will be a bad deal. I just don't envision Jose falling off a cliff. I just don't. I think 3 years is still very safe for him, and four is probably pretty safe. Five, okay, we'll see. How old is Jose right now? He's 33 right... Wait, no. Is he? Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's 33 right now.
33. God. And six more years you got of him. 39. Like he'll be 39.
Oh, yeah, because it's 5 years on top of the other
one. Lance, do you know any people... beyond the person sitting to your right who celebrates owners? I'm asking Lance.
Maybe Paul Miller.
Paul Miller. Good seats. I appreciate greatness.
That's fine.
When you're
having sports
conversations. Jim Crane has brought us the most enjoyment by any owner in the history of this
city. He celebrates most owners, not all.
That's true. When you are having sports conversations about your teams and the players, does that come up?
Not usually.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. You know what? I can appreciate greatness.
It's not a part of
at the ownership, it's the player rare, level, the general manager
it's
level.
Rare. I'm just
whatever
I'm,
the level is.
Just
Gal,
pointing out
the
how
producer
you,
level.
I'm just pointing out how you
producer
need,
level.
I'm just at the producer
who's
level.
The greatest producer you've ever
what
seen?
What owners?
Wow.
Okay.
Probably Andrew Carlson. He produced my Roughneck stuff. He was unbelievable.
I'm just pointing out how unique the
is
man
he gone
is.
Gone now?
No, he's still here.
No, he's not still here.
He does Connor and Beard.
Not yet. He's going.
Where's he going?
He's got plans. I'm sure. We all should. Can't just sit here. But I'm just pointing out that it's unique to have a man who was on a day where the greatest living Astro or greatest Astro of all time period is locked in for the rest of his career. Half the segment was about how great Jim Crane is. That's a unique perspective. I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah, well, here's the deal on that, Dell. It was a combination of both, a celebration of Jose Altuve and his career, and Jim Crane keeping that man here, opening up his wallet and saying, "I know greatness."
Now he's made up to this point. He's made $147 million over this entire career. That does not include this year's $29 million.
You know why Jim Crane has a lot of money? Because he knows about business. And you know what business we should be going through?
In the
through?
Commercial business?
Yes.
The what business would you like
of,
to talk
the
about?
Business of going to breaks.
What would you like to talk about, Dale?
You, Daspit, John Daspit. That's good. What we'd like to talk about.
Speaking of business, if you watched any of the basketball game last night, you saw Daspit's logo on the court, and you're like, how the hell is John Daspit sponsoring something in Indiana on their court, on the Pacers court? Well, That's the magic of television. That's the magic of imposing graphics. It's incredible what they're able to do now. Now you don't even know if something's on a court, on a field, or you know, or if it's real, if it's painted on, or if it's a graphic imposed. But Daspit is aggressive now. He's aggressive with his advertising during your sporting events. He wants sports fans to see him. He understands a lot of you guys are out there working hard. A lot of blue collar workers who are out working potentially offshore at more dangerous jobs, working for trucking companies. But if you're ever injured and you're injured on the job, or you're injured offshore, you're injured on the water, you're injured on just the roadways, maybe it's you're just driving and an 18 wheeler hits you, he's going to be a guy you want on his side, because the other guys who have the crazy commercials, a lot of them just want to sign up as many people as possible, get deals done quickly, agreements, take their commission and move on to the next one. John Daspit wants to exhaust what he can for you with his lawyers, the biggest law firm in the city of Houston for personal injury, because he believes that you're worth that. You're worth making sure that all of your medical bills are covered, all of your physical therapy, all of your surgery, and any of your time missed from work because of your injury. He believes you are completely worth that. And John Daspit's also going to fight for you for your pain and suffering. What is your pain and suffering worth? Not much to the insurance company, I can promise you that, but it's worth a lot to John Daspit and the lawyers who work for him. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN, 97.5.com. Get in the race.
There are thrills and terrible dangers ahead.
The recipe is simple. Take one part John because you know what you're going to get. And add like 50 parts Lance because you never know what you're going to get. Spike the spice with some Del Olaleye, and damn, it tastes like the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Why are you playing Celebration?
Because I want people to call in and tell us about their memories of Jim Crane.
No, it's not memories of Jim.
Let's celebrate Jim Crane.
Jim Crane is still with us, so is Jose Altuve. It's a celebration of Jose Altuve.
I didn't say it was dead. Let's celebrate Jose Altuve and Jim Crane.
Okay, tell us. Okay, see if you guys agree with me or with Lance that he's a bum owner. Okay,
he hates America.
He hates America.
Yeah, he's a bum owner.
That's all he keeps is Latin players.
Well, that's what Twitter said. I brought it up. I saw that, and I'm like, this is the dumbest.
Wait a minute.
All the Americans. And I realized a lot of Latin players will take the money early.
Well, a lot of Latin players are better.
Ask me what I'd rather have. I'd rather have a lot of merengue in the locker room than a bunch of Zach Bryan.
Please.
Although I like Zach Bryan.
I just watched a video of Brett Myers punking Kyle Kendrick that he thought he was traded to Japan. And back in Philadelphia, back in the day, they punked him, and they had Charlie Manuel.
You hover above, rain hell below. This is a setup.
No, and that's all I could think of was you singing.
You hover above, rain hell below.
Let's get Manny in here. He wants to celebrate.
Nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers going to throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. I don't know how I can play that without playing all the great songs. I don't know how I came up with that little banger that quick.
It was a banger.
To this day, it's a banger.
Mm-hmm. Killing them hogs real nice and slow.
All right, let's get Manny in here.
Manny, what about, I know you're a Bregman guy, but what about Altuve?
No, man. Listen, we haven't had a guy in Houston on any of the teams really have the ability to empty his gas tank in his career in Houston. Like Lance said earlier, even Dream went to Toronto, but you know, he was completely out of gas when he got to Toronto. So realistically, Dream was the last guy that we got to witness greatness for the entirety of his career.
Well, yep. Bagwell and Biggio. What are you talking about? Bagwell and Biggio.
Nah, Bagwell was injured late in his career. I mean, he got robbed with the shoulder, obviously.
He did lose kind of.
What about Biggio?
Well, Bagwell's greatest season of his career was 94, and it never even
No, but Biggio?
Biggio would be the guy.
Biggio's the guy.
Yeah, Biggio, I mean, Biggio, we could throw Biggio in the conversation where we were lucky enough to see him get to 3,000 and things like that, but he never really accomplished anything when it mattered most the way that Jose Altuve has accomplished things the way they mattered most. And that's what separates those two guys,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, you know? No. But obviously, he didn't win a title. I mean, yeah, obviously. That's true. Know, but I mean, but we watch Biggio empty the
tank.
I mean,
I think most sports fans would say, I know where you're coming from, but I think most sports fans would say, you know, Manny's talking about guys who end up with championships.
Well, there's only two.
What? I'm sorry. Cynthia Cooper would like to have a word with you.
Yeah, well, she didn't end her career here either.
Cheryl Swoops would like to have a word with you.
Cheryl Swoops says a lot of words for people these days.
I know.
For she's reckless with her words.
And I'm just saying, like, Jose Altuve has been a guy that as awesome as his regular seasons have been, he's even more fun to watch in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, he's must-watch TV come October. You know, everyone tunes in to see what's Jose Altuve going to do tonight. What's he going to do today in the playoffs? And it's just, man, we're lucky. And I think, you know, as far as Jim Crane and the owner talk goes, I mean, has there been one as good as he has been since Leslie Alexander? I mean, we can talk about that, too. Leslie Alexander brought us two NBA championships back in the mid-90s, and we just haven't had an owner figure out how to bring in another championship since then. So, I mean, yeah, I think Jim Crane deserves his flowers and
oh, he does.
And some of the love that, you know.
Jim Crane is the best owner that I've seen in Houston. I think Les Alexander was excellent because, you know, Les, I think he's excellent because he was willing to go that extra mile for anything. Jim Crane is the best owner, probably because he had an understanding of how goofy. He was the first one that brought a blend of fiscal responsibility and a know-how and a belief in an analytics-driven season. Like, he hired the right people.
So the difference is, this. Les Alexander walked into the championships. Right, those teams were put together by Ray Patterson and Steve Patterson. And he let them go, and they walked into it. And when Les had to take over, it became Barkley and Pippen and Matt Maloney, and they just couldn't get it done. He walked into championships. He walked into a team that was a championship team. Jim Crane orchestrated this entire run.
Well, Jim Crane did not orchestrate.
Jeff Loomis, he hired the right people that did it.
And that's what I give him credit for. I don't want to give him credit for making the picks. That's Jeff Leneau. But Jim Crane is the greatest owner. I mean, so I want you to understand, there are two different arguments I'm making. Will Jim Crane continue? Like, can you? His sustained excellence will make him the greatest owner that the city's ever seen. I mean, it's going to. A seven-year run is incredible. It's incredible. But to just buy Jim Crane's comment on face value that, you know, the window will never close. Well, I believe Jim Crane will try to do what it takes, but I think some of what it takes is going to be making a tough decision on a player at some point, like sitting down and saying, I got to do this Kyle Tucker deal. And I don't care how he did in this year's postseason. I really don't. You don't get to the postseason without Kyle Tucker.
No.
You have no chance of getting to the postseason.
That's true.
Of either of the last
two years.
But
we ain't going
and
back.
I saw it with Bagwell Biggio. We already know.
We need clutch here.
Oh,
and if you ain't clutch here, then you got to go.
No, you need big performances.
Then you got to go.
This guy was one of the best in Major League Baseball. You got to have that to 162.
Well, you got to. No,
and he's
no,
a great defensive player,
that,
too.
No, but you hold that against Bagwell and Biggio.
But this guy's already had good performances in postseasons before.
He's Kyle Biggio right now, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Then why didn't you let Bagwell Biggio walk?
What?
No, why didn't you say they should walk?
I didn't, but because you had to hit the three. Because Uncle Drayton needed that.
And this is crazy.
Crowds for 3,000
this
hits.
Is what's crazy to me. Altuve, you know, Altuve's only 33. To say he can play 6 years, but you look at the math.
Uncle Drayton needed that.
Altuve's going to have a scrap. Income. Altuve's going to have a scrap to get to 3,000. It's not a given he gets to 3,000.
No, he's got 2,000 now.
I know.
He's got 6 years.
And this guy had like four or five straight years where he was. Oh, no, 3 straight years, I think, where he's had 200 hits.
I predicted, and I'm still holding it. He's going to beat Pete Rose's. He's gonna pass Pete Rose.
I don't think so.
Right.
The injuries that have started to creep
up.
Well,
that's
why he may not get to 3,000. I think he ends up at about 2,800.
No, that's – you doubting Jose Altuve and Jim Crane today is just
– that's not doubting.
Me,
I think he'll be great.
Head is gonna
I just
explode.
Think that he's been hurt. Jim Crane, like I said, will go down as the greatest owner in Astros history, the greatest that I've ever – Well, no, no. The greatest owner in sports history. The greatest that I've been a part of easily my entire life. I just want him to stop Bagwell-lytics with relievers and start paying that same attention to position players.
Okay. Frankly, his anti-American sentiment bothers me quite a bit.
Yeah.
I need an investigation.
Did he think Josh Hader was from Haiti? What is this like?
Oh, yeah. Is Josh Hader? Where's he from?
Where's Montero from?
Well, John, the whole thing.
You see his hair? He ain't Latin American.
You can't go all in or people know it's obvious.
Yeah, Twitter's already figured this whole thing out.
Okay. All right.
To be fair, it wasn't Twitter. It was two guys.
Okay.
That I laughed at. I'm like, what? Jim Crane doesn't let American guy. Usually it's, this guy's racist. You know, like, I wasn't ready for this conversation.
Jim Crane's racist un-American? Against
American. Yeah, I wasn't ready for Jim Crane is un-American.
I wasn't ready for
that sentiment. I was like, well, this is...
Is Maestro Dobell American?
No, but they're becoming American. Latin. They've got dual citizenship now.
Maybe Jim Crane enjoys that because... Well,
when he goes down, does he have a place in Cabo or in Mexico somewhere?
Sure.
If the answer is yes, and I'm guessing
he does.
I'm pretty
sure he does.
I'm guessing he does. I bet he's seen Maestro Dobell. I saw plenty of Maestro Dobell, the Cristalino, at the Nugget when we were there. So I'm guessing it's going to be at the Nugget in Vegas, too. It's definitely in Lake Charles, maybe in all of Tillman's restaurants. I don't know. But I do know this. Maestro Dobell is one of the best tequilas you're going to have. And I know the other brands. I've had other tequilas that are good tequilas, and that's fine. But Maestro Dobell, what makes them different is, number one, their price point for a premium tequila is going to be better than a lot of them that you find. And then it's the consistency of a variety of tequilas, the Añejo. I just had five-star reach out over a glass of Añejo. You and I will talk about it. That's what I'm talking about. Añejo is my jam. And so is Cristalino. And what's yours? Maybe it's Reposado, or maybe you just are a margarita or a spicy margarita person. Doesn't matter. They've got you covered at Maestro Dobell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you're going to find 11 generations of tequila makers who have put together the very best tequila you're going to experience. It's Maestro Dobell.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Old Greg.
I know what you're thinking. Here comes Old Greg. He's a scaly manfish. I'm Old Greg.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
We are not going to have Randy Moss today. We were going to have Randy Moss. And as you remember, at the Golden Nugget...
You said you didn't think Randy Moss would show up.
I didn't think he'd show up.
I guarantee you, if we wanted Randy Moss on, Randy Moss would be here.
A certain Randy Moss.
A Randy Moss would, yes.
Well,
my whole thing was, wait, Randy Moss, a disgusting act, a former football player. There's no way he's going to be on. That would put him on our show at 7-something in the morning. He's not doing that. And then Dell's like, no, this guy lined it up. And I realized, okay, I guess we'll see. And
you
then,
have the email, Dell, of what they sent you?
No, I delete everything.
You deleted it?
At a time.
So what was it Randy Moss wanted to come in and what did he want to talk about?
He wanted to talk about the Super Bowl and then... promote something. I don't remember. I just saw the title.
I know what he wanted to promote.
I know now. But the headline, I saw Randy Moss, and I said, okay, let me see what this guy wants to talk about. And he said, yeah, he'll come on. And then, fortunately for me, I didn't experience what Boomer Esiason experienced on live radio. I was fortunate enough to see that
video. Do you
want
to play it?
It's kind of long. I mean,
yeah, but the beginning of
it's pretty good.
They break it down pretty quickly.
You know how a proper radio show would work? You go, hey, we're going to get to that Randy Moss thing, so I'd have the sound ready as opposed to, hey, you want to play it?
Right. No, a proper show with RJ would be you'd already have it ready, and it would have already played.
Wow.
You know, I do find it interesting that you lean into the RJ thing as if I'm the person who would care about that.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong person. RJ would
Why
care.
Why does it look like your head's getting ready to explode?
Because RJ would care if you were doing that to him about me.
Yes, that's true.
But I wouldn't care. I don't care.
Yeah, that is true. Let's get some people in here first. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Deportes, gentlemen.
No, that's the wrong show.
We don't do the wrong language now.
But all of it's wrong.
Yeah. Not for Jim Crane.
That's the reason why I'm calling, because of the language barrier you guys are talking about. Jim Crane is a smart... He's like that guy that wants to renovate his house, but then you look at the person on the right and the left, right? The right guy has the permits. It's going to take about 3 months to 6 months to renovate everything. And the guy to the left, in a little bit of a brown tone, will tell you he'll do it for a case of beers and $20. You know, unas micheladas or some cerveza. Yeah, you know, we get everything done. Jim Crane knows what he's doing, man. He's that guy that wants the cheaper price. You know what I'm saying? So he wants to. That's what Jim Crane is all about, baby.
So the Astros.
Altuve has taken. Jordan took under.
That's how the. How do you think Carlos Beltran? How do you think the trash cans got started?
Now,
Morale, what is this?
Wait a minute.
Hey,
Montero.
Mira, aquí le puedo poner una window, una door, couple, you know, a little here there. 2 days max, okay? No permit, no nada. No, permiso. Es todo, amigo, okay?
You know what? And there's not a thing. I had a guy one time. He was on a job. I had a company doing the foundation. And this guy, he came up to me like at the end of the day one time and brought me his own homemade business card. We had written his name and numbers and everything. And he's like, and he said, I do it for you. You know, you drywall, I do the painting. I said, can you do concrete? Oh, yeah. I do concrete. Yeah. You can do driveways? Oh, yeah. Can you do sprinkler systems? I was all excited. Right. He goes, oh, yeah. Sprinkler system. Yeah.
Sounds like Odd Jobs Incorporated.
Everything I asked he could do. And that's when I realized, oh, my God, probably none of this.
None of it.
He'll say yes.
That's what I used to do, only in English.
No. Yeah, only in English. Everything. Do you do tile work? Oh, yeah, tile work, yeah.
Yeah, tile.
Yeah, I do tile. I did, like, everything. Everything I was asking.
I did concrete work, chimney work.
Chimney. And I was talking to
Odd Jobs Incorporated.
I was talking to Chris Solis about it, who does, you know, he's got his own... remodeling company, and he's had his guys with him forever. He goes, I promise you, the guy telling you he can do driveways for you cannot do driveways. He goes, he will try, and you will not like it. Can you build a fence? Oh, I build a fence. Yeah. So I had a guy and I don't think he was going to pull permits either. I have a funny feeling permits would not have been pulled for any electrical work he did. Now, I still kept the card around.
Uh-huh. You still got it?
Because I know.
Yeah.
I know. Because no matter who I call, somebody's going to have that guy doing work, and it's going to get done and get done the right way. The permit guys, yeah. Maybe Kyle Tucker wants to pull a bunch of permits.
And you know what? It's pretty expensive.
And guess what? It's going to be a lot more expensive that way. And then your property taxes go up. Because he pulled the permit.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the secret. A lot of people don't want to pull permits because the HCAD, they don't see it. The property value, they don't see that you put a patio in.
Reagan, he's got a horse. Have Randy Moss on talking horse race. No one cares.
Don't we just hook those guys up?
Yes, Reagan's here, I'll just give you his number. You could call him personally. Let's get Gilbert in here and let's talk about the Astros. And how about Jose Altuve?
Get his thoughts on this. Jose Altuve signed a 5-year deal, Gilbert. What are your thoughts on that?
Hello?
Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you today?
Good. Did you see Jose Altuve is going to be here for another 6 years?
Yeah, I'm going to be living there when he retires.
Whoa, Gilbert, you're going to be living? What? Boy, is a dark call already.
Hold on. What did you say? Maybe he said he won't be living there.
No, he won't be living. He won't be living.
Hold on. Say it again, Gilbert.
By the time retire, I'll be dead probably by then anyway.
Gilbert, don't talk like that.
It's dark in here.
Don't talk like that.
It's got dark in here.
I'm
serious.
Well, you're definitely 2027.
2027 is my death date. Yep, Gilbert predicted it 7 years ago.
10, wasn't it? 2017?
It's a 10-year run. He gives you 10 years from
now. I think he either wins the Super Bowl anyway, you know.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
KC.
KC? All right. What's the score?
Yeah. Yeah, anyway.
What's the score going to be, Gilbert?
34 to 20.
34-20. Big
Kansas
win.
Kansas City's going to blow him out.
Wow, big win.
How's Gilbert's predictions been lately?
Good. He's been great.
I don't know.
He's been great, not good.
Didn't
great.
You say the Ravens are going to beat the Chiefs?
Yeah. Hey, Larry, I got something to ask you.
Yeah,
Larry. Well, I know what it's about.
The cap, the Texans out.
No, I never got one. But John has a
program.
He still has a program for you.
All right, then. Well,
What about that cap, though, Lance?
Pretty upset about the
Lance,
thing,
what about that? Del, never, did you hear about that cap?
No, what's remember, I never got
Del?
The cap.
Del, what's going on with that cap? Have you heard?
I never got the cap.
Yeah, breaking news. I've heard that Lance has procured the hat.
What? Breaking news?
It was supposed to be a surprise, but you put me on the spot, so I have to let the news be broken. Gilbert, the next time you see Lance, he'll have a division title hat for you and that program that John still has.
Yeah, the next time you see me, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
the next time.
I can't go to your house, so it's the next time you see me.
Right, he'll come out. He'll come here.
He doesn't seem in great condition right now. I don't know if he is. He just said he's going to die.
Well, he did say that.
Gilbert, I don't believe you.
Gilbert, why do you think you're going to die before then?
I don't want to live that long. I don't even want to live that long anyway, you know.
He's tired of living.
No, that's not what he
said. That's what he just said.
That's what he just said. I don't want to live that long. Okay. Yikes. Yikes.
All right, Gilbert.
Boy, Gilbert's having
Is Gilbert depressed?
A dark time.
It doesn't sound like
Sounds like the 80s again for
Sounds
Gilbert.
Like he's suppressed.
Yeah, does sound like that. That's a shame.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to, like, order a hat and have it
You better give him his
there.
Hat.
You are.
And just have it delivered there just because I want him to
he's dying.
Not be bad, not be upset about it, but at the same time.
I mean, this is something that's consuming the last years of his life.
But at the same time, I already know it's just like a baby shower. Like, there should be a whole Amazon list. You know what? If Gilbert would put together an Amazon list of stuff he wants and our listeners had a chance to just get it to him and send it to him.
He'd just want more after that.
I know he would, but they'd feel good about themselves for a while until they found out that he didn't.
Well, I felt good about, when we raised all that money for him and brought it to his house. And then he was just like,
why? You thought that was a finish line.
Why?
Was it even? I thought that was a finish line.
Why did you think
this
you were done?
This is an ultra marathon,
Why did you think you were done?
We hadn't even handed the first baton off on that one.
I know.
Okay.
This is an ultra marathon that lasts like 3 days.
You just pop the tap.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. Hey, 713-780-3776. Give us the date that you think you'll die.
No.
713.
Talk about Jose Altuve and Jim Crane.
Celebration of Jim Crane
of
and
owner
Jose Altuve.
And second baseman, right?
Right. I'd like to also celebrate some defense. Okay.
Cougs
defense.
Okay.
And the Rockets defense.
Okay. Oh, well, we can.
The Rockets defense.
What defense?
Right? Let's do that, too. But, Jay, we'll get you in on the other side. Anybody else wants to talk about Jose Altuve or whatever, you're more than welcome to do that. We got some CJ sound as well we got to get to. Right now, though, I'm talking about Home Bank, community bank since 1908. 1908, Home Bank started. Business and personal banking solutions for any need. You do not stick around for 115 years unless you're really, really good. And Home Bank is really, really good. They got locations here in the Houston area, River Oaks, Sugarland, Gulf Freeway, Baybrook, Friendswood. Now, what's going on with your money right now? Is your money making money for you? Because your money can make money right now. How about if you can tie your money up for 7 months, just $2,500, you can get 5.15% back on a 7-month CD. You want a little bit longer? How about 14-month CD? You get 4.75% back. These rates are impressive. These are something that you need to think about. Put more than $2,500 if you have it in and let that money grow for you as opposed to just sitting in your account. Don't miss this great opportunity. Home Bank, home24bank.com, home24bank.com for more information or stop by one of those locations. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5.com. Iocane powder.
It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadly poisons known to man.
Your morning continues on its steep trail towards greatness, and these are your Sherpas, keeping you on the straight and narrow. John and Lance, live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
All right, for those of you conspiracy theorists about Jim Crane and being un-American, Danny made a pretty good point. Jim Crane signed Lance McCullers Jr. as reparations. That is true. He had to give America some money. Of all the guys he picked to pay, Lance McCullers, all the guys that he let walk, and he gave 75 or 85 million to Lance McCullers. Holy crap! No wonder he doesn't pay any Americans.
It's yeah.
The sleeping bag. He's like, no, America's too Americans are too lazy. Americans don't want to work.
Yeah, it was funny to see that online. Jim's paying non-American. Lance McCullers is American.
Yeah. So just looking over Kyle Tucker just for a second. Wow, his numbers we give it to other players when they don't perform up to what they perform in the regular season when it comes crunch time. And Kyle Tucker's living up to that right now. He's got a career 237, 704 OPS in the postseason, 852 OPS in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
272, 345, 507 slugging. He's not even close to what he is in the postseason. He's not even close to what he is in the regular season.
That is, to me, one of the damning things. Like, that's the argument against Lamar Jackson is, when you look at
we talk about that?
Regular season versus postseason. Now, Kyle Tucker has one championship. He has one championship. Multiple appearances in World Series. And, you know, part of seven ALC champions. I guess part of five.
During that run.
But.
Well, 2021, he was really good.
He'll have some series that he plays well.
2022, when they won it, you know, he was 779 OPS in the ALDS. 466 against the Yankees.
Oh, really? And what about World Series?
And 804 in the World Series.
Oh, I'll take 804.
190 batting average in the World Series.
That's the thing, though. Lamar gets hammered because if you do one thing in the regular season.
He had two homers in that World Series.
But you falter in the postseason, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's the Bagwell Biggio scenario, right? Great regular season players, but the numbers in the postseason are what fans remember. And so Lamar's trying to get over that hump. Kyle Tucker has the shield of
we won one.
World Series, and you won one. You had home runs in it. He has the shield of that. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's been an issue. Jeff Van Gundy's the one that brought to our attention. You know, Tracy McGrady got killed because he couldn't get through into the second round. But if you look at his performances, he was even better in the postseason than he was in the regular season.
I'm not saying that Kyle Tucker is James Harden. But, you know, James Harden has some numbers, too, in the postseason. It's just when it came to crunch time in the biggest moments. Elimination James is real. Kyle Tucker is not that. But Kyle Tucker is not the same guy in the postseason that he is in the regular season.
No.
He's just not.
No, he's not. But I also think that in 162 games, what you do in the postseason, what you do in the regular season is extraordinarily important to get there. The Astros got there by the skin of their teeth, and they needed help. And Kyle Tucker is a big part of being able to get into World Series.
Look, John ain't tricking me. I know what he's doing. When the inevitable happens and Kyle Tucker's playing someplace else, he's just laying the groundwork. See?
Did you get bullet points on this?
I did not get points.
John, all you I'm ain't saying, fooling me.
I don't believe Kyle Tucker's going to be an Astro.
This anti-Kyle Tucker stuff.
In 2 years, he's not going to be an Astro.
Would it help keep the window open if he was?
See, American players, too, just like the real world, they, you know, want more money. And you know what? They're not going to do the same amount of work that players are going to do.
Okay. Oh, well, I don't like where this is going. I mean, when Art...
They don't want to do those jobs.
La Raza started
like moving runners.
When La Raza calls in, hey, it's the caller doing it. That's cool. But when John dives in, it's not... No.
Listen.
Who's more likely to have a plate appearance with plate discipline? Kyle Tucker?
Or Jose Altuve. Kyle Tucker is a lot more disciplined.
Permits. Pulling permits.
Let's get Jay in here. He wants to talk about Altuve. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. One of the more interesting takes I've heard on Altuve, I don't know if you saw Ron Darling yesterday, whose only job is to know baseball, said Jose has become more of a pull hitter. He's focused more on being a pull hitter since the team moved to Minute Maid.
Yeah.
Since the team moved to Minute Maid? Minute Maid was here in 2000. Okay. He's played his whole career at Minute Maid.
That's been, yeah, that's not
been when they played at Minute.
That's not what he was saying. No, during Enron time, everything was fine. It wasn't until Minute Maid, you know, like
never
2 years
played
in.
At Enron.
Yeah, he did.
2011.
Oh no, that's right. He never played at Enron.
Gone. He never.
Yeah, it was already
Enron.
Way gone.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember when he used to, you know, be a opposite field hitter. Used to use all fields in the minors when I used to go watch minor league baseball.
I would be. I would
and then be, I said, man, this guy's never going to be good the way he's pulling.
I would
everything.
Be interested to see what kind of. You know,
oh, no, he used to spray at all fields. Now, the since he's been at Minute Maid, obviously.
See, the problem I have with Altuve in his contract and potentially getting a 3,000 hits is his time at the Astrodome running on that turf really shortened his career. So I don't think the longevity is going to be there because he played so many years at
on that AstroTurf.
So
yeah, that's where he really wore
so
down.
So sure,
knees.
The money is backloaded, but you got to worry about the money. That's
no, it's
up play, front.
It's grass no, the whole grass. Time. It wasn't.
I thought
it was never field.
But he moved. To, he moved to Minute Maid.
No. He's yeah.
No.
So he never played at the AstroTurf.
No. Since yeah. He see, moved? He's been on grass the whole time.
How old is Ron Darling?
Whose only job is to know baseball.
How old does Ron Darling think Jose Altuve is?
Ron Darling didn't even play at in the Astrodome.
Well,
so yeah,
and he's been retired.
He's part of the '86 Mets that hurt my feelings. But
he did.
Did you, Mike? If I ask you how old Altuve, did you know he was 33, or would you? I thought he was. If you asked me. Side, I just, hey, okay, Lance, hey, I got a question for you. How old is Jose Altuve? Quick. I'd say 35 is what I would have said.
I don't ever thought about it. I don't know. But 33 is about, I don't know, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
He started early. Like,
well, apparently.
2011 is a long time ago.
Jose Altuve, every hitter who wants to hit home runs loves to pull the ball at Minute Maid. It doesn't make sense not to. Jose Altuve has tried to add pop, and it's a conscious decision. Can he hit the other way? Yeah, we've seen him actually hit the way. Should he on certain counts and certain opportunities? Yeah, Jose Altuve probably should probably alter his plate discipline at different times and be willing to go the other way. But he also knows, look, if I'm going to pull the ball, I got a chance to hit more home runs, and that's what's happened.
Maybe the last thing should happen, Ron Darling or any of us teaching Jose Altuve how
well,
to hit.
Well, if he'd listen, I could help him out get to 3,000.
Right. Maybe Ron Darling thinks because Jose Altuve is a Latin player, he's lying about his age, and he's like 50, and he played at the Astrodome.
Since he moved to Minute Maid?
I don't know what that
okay.
is.
Okay. Let's get Keith in here before the break. Hey, Keith. Let's let him. Are you cooking right now, Keith?
I'm cooking, guys.
Let
listen
him
up.
Cook. Let
I
him
do
cook.
Want to say, I do want to say Gilbert had the Heat in five. It's a nasty pick. I'll never forget that one.
Yeah,
secondly,
he did.
Secondly, let me cook. You guys have not brought it up, but James Harden and the L.A. Clippers are the current number one seed in the Western Conference. They are sizzling hot. Four Hall of Famers, all healthy. Westbrook off the bench. They've got three quality centers. Terrence Mann playing well. Norman Powell's been great. Kawhi, PG, Harden, Russ, four Hall of Famers. The LA Clippers will win the 2024 NBA Finals. Let me cook.
Let that him cook.
Can I ask you two a question? On a day where Altuve signs for life.
And Crane.
And, well, we celebrated Jim Crane, too. Why would we bring up the Clippers at any point? In the first hour,
because Keith wanted to cook. He had that yesterday. He wanted to cook yesterday, and now this has been on his mind.
But he said, "You guys haven't brought it up. Why would we bring it up?"
I got a text from my son just this morning. Is this a big topic now? Because all he said was, "Do you remember how tough you thought it was?" When tough is like cool.
Does he spell it T-U-F-F?
No, he didn't, but he should have. You remember how tough you thought it was when that reporter said all that stuff about James Harden? Remember the guy in Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes, well, the playoffs haven't started, so I don't know if he'll fold under pressure, but they have been by far the best team since December started with the best chemistry, and so far his take is down the drain. Only thing that speech is good for is an album introduction.
James already won the title? Wow. Your son already gave him the title.
The whole team has been great. Number one team in the league.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got.
So he's already, you know, James was had the number one team in the league when he was here, too.
This has happened a lot of times.
Oh, my gosh. It's over. James Harden's won. He just he erased all the elimination James stuff because
the Clippers have been on a really hot run in the regular season.
I'm pretty sure it's still the regular season. And I'm pretty sure that the big game is coming up, and I'm pretty sure that you need a dip for it. I'm pretty sure that Daisy dips. So Daisy cottage cheese, Daisy sour cream, you know Daisy, you know the Daisy brand. And you'll see the Daisy packaging, only you'll see it with French onion dip. You'll see it. And if you like French onion dip like I like French onion dip, this is it's awesome. If you like ranch, because everybody likes ranch. Everybody has to have ranch when you have wings or even pizza or depends on the pizza, but even pizza or wings or vegetables. You can't do not put out a veggie tray without ranch because it's just then no one will ever touch it. And you put out Daisy dip because Daisy dip is totally sweet. It doesn't have all those preservatives and stuff the other ones do. If you're looking for the perfect dip for your party, Daisy brands.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston. Well, on FM, that is.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.